Hey all, this is Pastor Christopher Stout from Mount Calvary Lutheran Church in Kannapolis, North Carolina. As we continue on with our podcast, as we all rejoice of our Lord's call to receive the kingdom of God like a little child. This is our family devotions, and this is my family. Say hi all.
Hi.
Everyone bless yourselves together.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son,
and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
We're going to consider Matthew chapter 4, verses 1 through 11. Most especially will we consider the gift of God's word and how we can defend ourselves and fight with it. But more especially are we going to consider the gift of who Christ is and how big and powerful he is and that we are in him. So Solomon is going to be the one who reads Matthew chapter 4, 1 through 11, with Henry doing the parts of Jesus. Go ahead, Solomon.
Then Jesus was led up by the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted by the devil. When he had fasted 40 days and 40 nights, he was hungry afterward. The tempter came out and said to him, "If you are the Son of God, command these stones to become bread."
But he answered it, "It is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of our God's mouth."
Then the devil took him up into the holy city. He set him on the pinnacle of the temple, verse 6, and said to him, "If you are the Son of God, throw yourself down, for it is written, he will command his angels to concern you, and on their hands they will bear you up, so that you do not dash your foot on a stone." Verse 7, Jesus said to him,
"Again, it is written, you shall not test the Lord your God."
Again, the devil took him an exceedingly high mountain and showed him all the kingdoms of the world and their glory. Verse 9, he said to him, "I will give you all of these things if you will fall down and worship me." Goodness sakes, I do not want that.
Then Jesus said to him, "Get behind me, Satan, for it is written, you shall not worship the Lord. You shall worship the Lord your God,
and you shall serve him only. Verse 11. Then the devil left him, and behold, angels came and served him. Thank God.
This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
So we'll consider two things. We'll consider the gift of God's word. Jesus himself says over and over and over again, it is written, and we rejoice in the written word of God from Genesis to Revelation. That's why these family devotions are out, so that we as a family can rejoice in God's word. We're just going to highlight one of them. When Jesus is hungry after fasting for 40 days and 40 nights, the devil comes and says, "If you are the Son of God, command these stones to become bread." Jesus says, "Man does not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of God's mouth." Now we can begin to think that from the very moment from birth, how controlled we are by our bellies, how our bellies say, "I want that, I'm hungry, I need to eat, and I want that particular food." And if we rejoice in the food that God gives to us here, we should all the more rejoice in the word of God that God gives to us. So we're going to consider some of our favorite foods around this family. Henry, can you tell us what man does not live by alone?
Eggs and corn.
Man does not live by eggs and corn, but by every word that comes from the mouth of God. Dorothea, do you want to say?
Well, man does not live by what, Dorothea? What do you not live
chicken
by?
Chicken nuggets
and french fries.
Man does not live by chicken nuggets and french fries alone. Solomon and...
Man does not live by bread alone. I just love bread.
And okay, Josephine, man does not live by, what's your favorite?
Eggs alone.
No, say?
Spaghetti and green beans.
spaghetti and green beans.
Spaghetti and green beans.
So if we are hungry for these things and we rejoice in these things and we are satisfied by these things, eggs and corn, bread, chicken nuggets and french fries, spaghetti and green beans, then our Lord calls us to rejoice in his word all that much more alone. Jesus gives us his word so that we can fight against temptation, against our sinful desires. But one of the things that we'd especially like to consider also in this text is not so much that we are called to fight against the tempter alone, but that Jesus fights for us and Jesus wins for us. So you have before us, if you're looking on the website, a picture. And it's a picture of the three temptations. And the first one is where Jesus is tempted by the devil to turn stones into loaves of bread. The second picture is where he's tempted by the devil to throw himself down to tempt the Lord, his God. And the third is the promise of all the kingdoms of the world and their glory if he only falls down and worships the devil. But one of the things that you'll notice about the picture is what, kids? What do you notice about the size of Jesus?
Jesus is huge and the devil looks like an ant.
Jesus is very, very, very big.
And the devil is like the size of a speck.
The devil is very, very, very tiny. And this is one of the great points that our Lord, because we sin. We think we live by bread alone. We don't rejoice in God's word as we should. We do put God the Lord to our test. We worship all the wrong things all the time. But our Jesus is the one who overcame temptation against the devil, died and rose again for us. And the great news is that we don't fight against the devil alone, but we do it in Christ. We are in the very, very big Jesus. We are in our victor. We are in Christ. So one of the songs that we like to sing is,
in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, we have the victory. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, Satan, you have to flee. Tell me who can stand against us when we call on that great name?
It's Jesus!
Jesus, Jesus, precious Jesus, we have the victory, victory.
So when we are tempted by the devil and all the wrong things, we not only use our God's word, but we call on the powerful name of Jesus in whom we are in. Christ keep you in Christ. Christ help you remember the baptism in which promises that you are in Christ. And Christ continue to give you that word which keeps you and puts you in him now and forever. Lord Jesus, teach us all to pray.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come,
thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.